This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. One of the brighter analysts that we have, Trevor Sikkema, Pro Football Focus, the lead draft analyst, a lot of analytics here, always tells you something that you haven't heard elsewhere. He'll join us coming up here in a little bit. Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network, he dropped his final mock draft, and we'll discuss that. Now, he works with the Chargers as well, and he has the Chargers taking J.C. Latham, offensive lineman. Now, I was told, what was that last week, the Chargers were looking at Joe Alt, the big offensive tackle at Notre Dame. But this is Harbaugh. Harbaugh is going, I think he's just going to, if he could trade down, get more picks. He wants to build the offensive line just the way he did at Michigan, and San Francisco, Stanford. He wants to play bully ball. At least that's the way he always has before. And do they look at Brock Bowers, the tight end? You know, Justin Herbert's got to throw to somebody because he doesn't have his receivers from last year. But we'll talk to Daniel Jeremiah a little bit later on. All right, Seton, poll question from hour one. And what are we going to go with hour two?
Well, we got three of them up there from hour one, Dan.
Okay.
We've got three all draft heavy.
All right.
More interested in the landing spot for Marvin Harrison Jr. or Brock Bowers? Right now, Marvin Harrison Jr. is 55%. Wide receiver more likely to be traded today, Brandon Ayuk at 53% over T. Higgins.
Mm.
And more likely to trade out of their pick, Patriots or Cardinals. That's at 52-48 Cardinals.
Okay.
All pretty close.
Yeah. I get it if the Cardinals just stand pat. Now, does somebody want to go up there at four and get J.J. McCarthy? Because it feels like most mockers have four quarterbacks taken. Bang, 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 bang. I don't. From what I was told this morning, that maybe J.J. McCarthy slips down a little bit here. But, you know, this is where you get real information now, because drafts tonight, you know, the games are over. You can have agents who are saying, hey, this guy, got to keep an eye on him. He was moving up. That's what happens. Then all of a sudden you gather information, now you make out your mock draft, and then you don't want to be the one that missed out. Wait, Michael Penix, I got him as a second-round grade. You know, the Raiders could take him, or the Rams could take him. Denver, Bo Nix, he's not a first-round talent. Okay, still might be drafted in the first round by Denver. Yeah, Paulie.
I went back and looked. I found a bunch of mock drafts. I mean, legitimate real website mock drafts from a year ago today where they were the morning of mock drafts.
Okay.
Some of them don't have Anthony Richardson, the quarterback of Florida, in the top 15 draft picks. They have him like 10 plus.
Okay.
He went number four to the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a bunch that have Will Levis clearly in the top 15 draft picks.
Yes.
In all different spots, as high as three or four. I've got three different draft picks, mock drafts that have him in the top five. And these are from not joeblow.com. These are from
reputable people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's some extreme things that happen that the media has no idea about.
Because if you're running a team, why do I want to tell you what I'm doing? That's why I wonder about the Giants. I get if they draft a quarterback, I get it. But they keep telling us that they're drafting a quarterback. That's where I'm going, wait a minute here. Why am I going to believe you? I wouldn't believe any of these teams if what they're telling you publicly. No. So trying to get information, it can be difficult. Certain teams will give, you know, some information, but there are other teams, they're on lockdown. They're just, nobody's saying anything in New England. It feels like it's going to be, you know, Drake May, but if I'm New England, you know, do I want to have my quarterback and build my team, or do I want to build my team and then get my quarterback? Yes, Marvin.
Do teams ever let players know before the draft, hey, if you're still there at 15,
yes,
we're taking you?
Yes.
Okay.
But there have been plenty of cases when that player has been there and they don't take him. But they do give you that, hey, you know, if you're there, you're our guy.
But they say it to five different guys.
Yes, but that doesn't always happen. Thank you for taking advantage of Dan's deals. If you're on the newsletter, you got first dibs, all the great things that we have there. You're getting 50 to 60% off. These are handpicked by me, and the discount is just for my listeners. So limited quantities available. When they're gone, they're gone. But go to danpatrick.com. We take care of you for Mother's Day. You got a lot of items, a lot of different price points, a lot of different budgets. We factored in everybody that we can with what would be a great gift or a couple of gifts for mom, and we take care of everything. So you just order. You can be done today. You can be done now when we go to commercial break. Yes, Seton.
It's everything from like cinnamon rolls to luggage to skincare to jewelry to a foot massager, a face massager thing. It's all kinds of, it's everything you could possibly think of and things that you wouldn't even think of.
Yeah, and then these blankets that we got,
those
that
are great,
have been made the same company for 150 years.
It's like those old cool camp blankets.
Yes.
You know, that are kind of indestructible.
But they issued these blankets after World War I to all the troops. And so they're beautiful. You got Terrible. American flag. You got Olympic blanket there. But go to danpatrick.com. You can see the whole inventory there. A lot of beautiful, great things that mom will love. I guarantee it. All right. We'll get to phone calls coming up. The draft, of course, tonight starts at 8 Eastern. The Heat beat the Celtics and had 23 threes last night. The Thunder rolled the Pelicans. Tonight, Cavs Magic, Knicks Sixers, Nuggets, and the Lakers. Is there a game that's starting? Is Bucks Pacers starting at 5 o'clock?
That's what I saw,
on yep. Friday? Is that right?
5 p.m.
Yeah, because we brought this up, that you need to have the True TV Cavs Magic and have it maybe earlier just so you can get a TV window instead of fighting everybody else there. But I think it's Pacers Bucks at 5 p.m. Yeah. Yes, Ton?
Tip off 5:30. I guess the pregame would probably start.
I like that. Fine. I like that. Here are the betting lines. The Magic are favored by 2 against the Cavs. 76ers by 4.5 over the Knicks. Anybody want to guess what the Nuggets and the Lakers line is? Marvin?
Nuggets by 2.5.
All right. Paulie?
At the Lakers, right?
At the Lakers.
Pick 'em.
Todd?
Nuggets 4.5.
Seton?
Nugs 3.5.
Nuggets by 1.
1?
By 1. The over-under for LeBron and Anthony Davis is the same. Paulie, I'll start with you.
As always, 26.5.
All right. Marvin?
25.5.
Bloop, bloop, oh, yeah. Bloop, bloop. You did it. You did it once again.
And the Lakers are going to do it again.
You think so?
Blow another 20-point lead.
Ooh, do they even get to a 20-point lead? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. All right, a couple of phone calls in here. How about Doug in North Carolina? Good morning, Doug. What's on your mind?
Fathers and sons, Dan. Fathers and sons are on my mind today. I have in front of me a list that the NFL posted on Father's Day of all the multi-generation families that have had members play in the league. And according to this, it's happened 52 times. But amazingly, we've never had a father and a son both get into the Hall of Fame. Maybe Marvin Harrison Jr. is the best chance of that. His dad got him in 2016. But I went through the list, and I want to give you two names and ask you currently – what is the best father and son combo in the NFL, and it really comes down to two families. Both of these families have four Super Bowls. Is it the Mannings or Howie Long's family?
Well, I would say the Manning family for the impact they had on the NFL. I mean, Howie's wonderful player, Hall of Famer, the Raiders, but Eli and Peyton are both Hall of Famers. Chris Long's not a Hall of Famer. And Jake Long is not a Hall of Famer. So I would say the Mannings. What about Clay Matthews? Clay's not going to be a Hall of Famer, is he? Isn't his dad a Hall of Famer?
Clay Matthews, his first 5 years, he was on the way. Then they kind of moved him to middle linebacker, and he stopped sacking people, and they kind of hurt his chances.
Okay, yeah.
Kyle Long was the other son for Howie.
Oh, Kyle instead of Jake, yeah. Even if you include Jake, still, that the Manning family had more.
Throwing a couple more.
Yeah.
There are a lot of draft picks tonight that have fathers in the pro. Frank Gore Jr. is available. Marvin Harrison Jr.
Jerry Rice.
Yep. Terrell Owens' son, Tariq. Jerry Rice's son, Brendan.
Mm.
Joe Alt's father played in the pros.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch more. I mean, you can go next tier players like Luther Ellis has a son named Jonah Ellis, etc.
Drake May's dad, did he play in the NFL?
Checking.
I know that Drake's brother played on North Carolina's national title team. I don't know. For some reason, I thought maybe his dad was a pretty good athlete. Yeah, Pauline.
His father played quarterback and had stints with the Buccaneers.
Okay.
And some, I don't think he played a regular season snap with the Buccaneers, but I think he was on the roster.
All right, I'm going to take a bloop for that.
Yeah, if you get your name on a jersey.
Yeah, I'm going to say there's a bloop with that. Calvin in San Antonio. Hi, Calvin. What's on your mind?
How you guys doing? Good morning.
Great, Calvin.
Wanted to ask if you guys, I'm sure you remember the draft where Mario Williams and Reggie Bush came out. And leading up to the draft, Reggie Bush was the lock and favorite number one pick that nobody was going to pass up. And as the process went along, Mario Williams gained steam, and it ended up being Mario Williams. To me, and I don't know if anyone's thought of this, but to me, this draft has that kind of feel where initially Caleb Williams is a lock, and then Jaden Daniels has gained steam over the last few
Calvin,
weeks.
Calvin, are you calling your shot right here?
I am.
Okay.
I would not be surprised if this happens again this year. That's all I'm saying. Whether it happens or not, I will not be surprised.
Okay, so you're saying the Bears are taking Caleb Williams, but Jaden Daniels will be better?
I'm saying I would not be surprised if someone other than Caleb Williams get picked number one overall.
Wow. Hey, look, if that happens, Calvin, take a victory lap tomorrow. Yeah. I'll give you a free blanket that we're handing out here.
That would be truly shocking.
It would be.
More shocking, Bears not taking Caleb Williams number one overall, the Laramie Tunsil situation.
Man. I'm gonna go Laramie Tunsil.
I would be shocked if Caleb Williams doesn't go first.
God, we were talking about the Laramie Tunsil thing, and you're watching, and you're going, "This is actually happening." Like I'm watching something that's real, but it didn't seem real at all. And then he's got that bong mask on, and he's taking a hit, and then he pulls it up, and he got the big smile on his face. He has no idea that somebody is trying to sabotage him 5 minutes before the draft. All of a sudden, we get the video, and I'm going. And the networks, you know, those covering the draft, they weren't mentioning this. They weren't on their phones. And I remember texting Rich Eisen. And I try not to do that if somebody's on the air. But this was like, oh, my God. We knew what was going on. Nobody else inside did. And they're going, they're showing a video of him taking a bong hit. Yeah, Paulie.
There's videos out there. You could find them on. And Laramie Tunsil's sitting there in the green room with everyone around him, his agent. Pick two is going on. He's going to be picked 3, 4, or 5 millions of dollars. And his agent walks up and pulls him in and starts whispering. And he just starts sweating. And they pull him into the back room so the cameras aren't on him.
Yeah.
And he sat there for an hour plus waiting for the Dolphins to pick.
Jason in Florida. Hi, Jace. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Just wanted to call in and put my 2 cents in about jobs of mediocrity and no accountability, which would be the weatherman and Mel Kiper. The guy's right. He's right once a year, and they need to clean house with a new haircut, a new look.
Oh, no, 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 no. No. Mel Kiper, no, he's emeritus.
Mel, he invented the draft.
Yes, Mel created all of this.
You kidding me?
Mel created all of this. And really, Mel gives you an idea of players that you had no idea about. That was the beauty of what Mel would tell you. It'd be, you know, the second cornerback for Toledo, and he's telling you that he might be picked in the sixth round. It's hard to hit on these things because you're trying to get information and you're trying to get something that, okay, does this fit the team? Is this what I would do, or is this what the teams are actually going to do? And, you know, Mel has changed his draft approach here, but still, Mel invented this. Mel Kiper, draft expert. Yeah, Paul.
Dan, you did it with John Facenda. You're still working on it with Brent Musburger.
I would like to get Mel Kiper in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
If you put contributors for the good of the game and the growth of the game, Mel Kiper absolutely belongs in the Hall of Fame.
I agree.
The Pete Rozelle Award or whatever it's called.
I agree.
I mean, it's barely even an opinion.
John Facenda in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Foreigner in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I think Mel Kiper, but I got to get Brent Musburger into the Pro Football Hall of Fame first.
Right.
And then I can work on Mel Kiper, draft expert. Yes, Paul.
Mel Kiper's bust would be glorious.
It would be.
I don't know if they get a bust, but he should be. He's bust-worthy.
Yeah, I don't think they get a bust.
His hair?
Yeah. His head.
Oh.
Yeah. Got a noggin on him. Yeah.
Noggin.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to have a certain size before your head's a noggin.
Yeah. I feel comfortable making that joke.
You have a noggin.
I got a noggin and a half. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember when my son was born, and I went, that dude's got a noggin.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like he was top heavy, where you'd sit him up, prop him up, and then his head was so heavy, he'd just like fall over. Good thing he grew to be 6'5", so he grew into his head. I'd hate if he was like 5'2". Yes, Paulie.
They don't get. I checked. Pete Rozelle winners do not get.
They do not. Okay. All right. We'll talk to Daniel Jeremiah a little bit later on, but one of our favorites. He is the lead analyst for Pro Football Focus. Trevor Sikkema will join us, and I've said this before. He always tells you something that you haven't heard elsewhere, and I'm going to ask him the quarterback who won't work out. He'll join us coming up next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We'll check in with the lead draft analyst from Pro Football Focus, Trevor Sikkema. He'll join us coming up here momentarily. We've been doing draft comps, as we always do at this time. NFL.com has draft comps. So we've had Michael Penix Jr., Ladd McConkey. We've had Brock Bowers, Michael Penix. Anybody else that we have?
I'm going to give you guys a real easy one.
Oh, Marvin Harrison Jr. III.
Right. I'm going to give the entire room one guess on this one. Okay. This is a very easy one. Malik Nabers, LSU wide receiver. His player comp is... Go simple.
Okay. His player comp is Marvin Harrison Jr.
It's Justin Jefferson, also out of LSU.
Yeah. Okay. Could have gone Jamar Chase there, too, I guess. You look at these teams, like Texas and LSU had some wide receivers. And that's where it's always difficult. Like Alabama, when you're assessing quarterbacks, you're like, I don't know how good he is. Because those wide receivers were really good. How about a Caleb Williams draft comp?
He hadn't done that yet.
Okay.
All right. Caleb Williams of USC, he's listed at just under 6'1", 214.
Oh, so he's under 6'1".
Yeah, there's my hint.
Too short?
Player comp from Lance Zierlein at NFL.com.
Russell Wilson.
No.
Todd.
Steve Young? He's mobile. Can run.
Are you listening?
Yes, I'm going with Steve Young.
Okay. Short was the hint. Marvin.
Drew Brees.
No, but I see where you're going there.
Oh, that's solid.
More modern.
Yeah. Seton?
We already said Russell?
Yeah.
Think shorter.
Short. It's not Kyler Murray?
Kyler Murray's correct.
Oh, that's a good one, Dan.
Thank you. Bloop, bloop.
That's a good one. Kyler, it does right in front of our faces.
It was. In your face.
In front of our crummy
in
faces.
In your face. Trevor Sikkema, he is really smart. He's going to prove it. I'm putting pressure on him. NFL draft analyst for Pro Football Focus, their lead draft analyst. And you can go and watch there and listen to and assess their mock draft. Pro Football Focus mock draft simulator. Go to pff.com/mock. Trevor Sikkema joining us on the program. All right. If you had to pick a quarterback who wasn't going to work out, who would it be?
We're starting off with an absolute fastball here. That's good. By the way, I forgot to do this because I was excited last time that I was on, but 5'11", 170. Just had to say that.
Right.
A quarterback that I think wouldn't work out. I'm a little worried about Jaden Daniels. I am. I think that there is a infatuation with what he can do as a runner, but it's not exactly what every running quarterback brings to the table. right? First and foremost, I think he has to protect himself, right? If you're going to make the most out of that rushing ability with him, you've got to be able to protect yourself a lot better than how he protected himself even last year. I mean, it's like this guy was on a WWE highlight film getting thrown off of a cage sometimes when he was running and scrambling for first downs, and it's just not going to work at the NFL level. We've even seen that with guys like Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen have to protect themselves a little bit more. And so I'm a little bit worried about that with the durability. And then I think with Daniels, his offense at LSU was a lot of throws outside the numbers to the sideline. And that can still exist at the NFL level. But when you look at how you really have a ton of success in this league, you've got to be able to make defenses defend every blade of grass, if you will. That includes over the middle of the field. And he just does not do that a lot. There's only been 30 passing attempts that he has over the middle of the field out of the 400 that he attempted last year. He just doesn't do it very often. So that's something that he's going to have to kind of learn how to do to really become that worthy number two overall pick, as we kind of assume that he's going to be that number two overall pick to Washington. And then I think the scrambling ability too. A lot of people look at him and say, oh, look at how athletic he is. Look at how good of a rusher he is. He's going to be this great scrambling on the run type of quarterback. He doesn't do it very often. In fact, he had less than half the attempts on the run outside of the pocket last year than even Michael Penix Jr. did. And Michael Penix Jr. is known as this pocket between the tackles type of a quarterback. And he had more than double the scrambling throws that Jaden Daniels had. So I like Daniels a lot, but it feels as though we're looking at some of his natural gifts and just thinking that he's already there in terms of making those types of plays at the NFL level. And those are still things that he has to get better and even evolve at in order for him to really be that caliber of a quarterback at the pro level.
For not expecting a fastball, you turned on it pretty well there, Trev. Just saying.
That's good.
Least doubt about what quarterback?
I think Caleb has to be the answer here, right? I mean, I look at these other quarterbacks in this class, and there's a reason why he is the number one overall pick. Now, I get it. It's not like he's a perfect prospect, but look at Trevor Lawrence. I mean, when he was coming out in his class, we felt like he was the perfect prospect, and yet there are still things that he has struggled with and needed to get better with at the NFL level. And so why not look at Caleb Williams and just look at the unbelievable arm talent, instincts, you know, backyard playmaking ability, how he can play outside of structure, how he deals with pressure, how he can become that Superman every single play. I know some people look at that Superman complex as a little bit of a negative there from him, but that is also what gives me the most confidence that he can make it in this league, right? I think safe part of that question is tough to answer, because I could tell you guys that could be backups in this league for 10 years, but they're not going to perform at the level that a Caleb Williams or even a Drake May, a Jaden Daniels, a JJ McCarthy are asked, or demanded, I should say, to perform at. And I think that Caleb gives me the most faith that he's going to be able to do that. When you look at the plays within structure, where he wasn't moved or pressured, that time to throw average, it's normal. It's like 2.61. It's the same as every other quarterback out there. In fact, it's a little quicker than it is with some of these guys. It's those Superman plays where he got out of the pocket, and I felt like in the back of his head, he says, "Ooh, if I don't score 50 today, my team ain't winning." And I think that it's hopefully going to be a little bit better for him at the NFL level. And just so the overall talent, the playmaking ability, he's number one on my big board. He's been number one wire to wire for a reason. I've got to go with Caleb Williams.
All right, let's go at positional value. If I said you can have the best tight end or the best wide receiver, but we're looking at positional value, why is it that Brock Bowers is maybe going to be 10th, whereas Marvin Harrison and Malik Nabers, they're going to be taken ahead of him? If Brock Bowers is a generational talent, then doesn't make sense. I can pay him less with his position than I can these wide receivers.
Yeah, and I think that that's obviously a lot of parts of the conversation that you're having of where do you draft the tight end. You know, we had this conversation with Kyle Pitts as well, because he's sort of that guy that you looked at and you're like, all right, well, he's not a traditional tight end. You're not going to play him in line a ton. And that's the same story with Brock Bowers. You know, he's 6'4", 240 pounds, right? He's not going to sit on the line of scrimmage, and you're not going to ask him to block 5 technique, 6 technique defensive ends. Like, it's just not going to happen. So in reality, you're projecting him more. The value that you're going to get for him, that return on investment, is going to come as a wide receiver. And even if I were to look at Brock Bowers in this class, I would probably stack him up as wide receiver 3 or 4, right? So where he's getting drafted around or sometimes even a little bit behind Romo Dunze as that wide receiver three. To me, that's right in line. Like, to me, that's right in line with the value that he's going to bring you for your team. I think that Marvin Harrison Jr. and Malik Nabers specifically, those wide receivers to your question, they just naturally get involved in the offense more. Now, that doesn't take too much away from what Browers did, because we saw at Georgia, he was an ultimate weapon for them, especially after the catch. But I think that when you're stacking him up specifically against these really good wide receivers at the top of the class, those guys win more individually through their separation and their routes than Browers does. Yeah. Browers was a big contested catch, yards after catch type of a tight end slash receiver, whatever you wanted to call him at Georgia. That's still going to work at the NFL level. But the NFL, it's bigger, faster, stronger everywhere. So just naturally, a lot of those opportunities to have those contested catches, to get those yards after catch, even though they're going to be there, it's not going to be as much. Whereas Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, even Romo Dunze, those guys are, I think, winning more one-on-ones with more nuance, with better route running. You could play them on the outside. You could play them in the slot just like you could with Browers. And I've got more faith that they're winning more individually. So that, to me, is how we got to this point where even if you stack Browers up as a wide receiver, he'd be wide receiver three or four in this class. But the financial part of it, obviously, you mentioned, is the interesting conversation, because if you draft him in the top 10 as a tight end, he automatically becomes like a top 10 tight end in the NFL for his contract and how much guaranteed money he's going to get with the rookie wage scale. But if you're saying that he is a wide receiver, well, all of a sudden it's a bargain if he works out. But even with that being the case, I still think that's where he would rank and stack up with those receivers.
Trevor Sikkema is the Pro Football Focus lead draft analyst joining us on the program. If Caleb Williams, Trevor Lawrence, and Joe Burrow were all available tonight, your selection would be?
So I'm trying to take only what I thought of these guys in college into consideration.
That's right.
Because I've actually had this conversation with some friends over the last couple of days is who you'd take. And sometimes we've gone back and we put Andrew Luck in this conversation as well. I think that you could probably throw him and RG3 from that draft and give you a solid five to choose from. But just remembering these players as prospects, I would have been taking Trevor Lawrence from what I thought of him coming out of Clemson. He would have been my choice there. And I think that it really would have been a toss-up after that between kind of what your preference is, right? Because Burrow is a different type of quarterback than Caleb Williams. I feel as though I maybe would have leaned Burrow with him coming out of college, but I try to put myself in my shoes a couple of years ago and think, man, Burrow's season was unbelievable. But it was a one-year wonder with him at LSU. It's not like we had all of these years with the Cincinnati Bengals for him to have solidified that that was going to be the quarterback that he was going to be. So I think I lean Burrow from what I thought of him after that 2021 season. But what Caleb has been able to do over the last couple of years, that might have weighed more to me. So pretty confident I would have taken Trevor Lawrence over these guys as who they were as prospects. But I think it's a pretty close debate after that.
I don't know what the philosophy is. I guess it depends on the team, but it feels like maybe the Patriots learned from Mac Jones that we do need to have a pretty good team around him. Maybe the Bears learned that with Justin Fields. Let's build a pretty good team, then get our quarterback, as opposed to get our quarterback and then build around him. And that's what I wonder what the Patriots do at three.
I hear what you're saying, because obviously it makes sense, right? What comes first, the quarterback or the egg, right? I mean, like, that's the phrase that everybody kind of combines, and that you wonder, is it worth it to draft the quarterback early if you have the opportunity, knowing that you might waste a couple of years of their rookie contract because you got to build out the rest of the team. I still think if you have an opportunity to take a quarterback that you think will be this difference maker for you, you do it. You just don't get this many opportunities, even for a team that believes that they're in a multi-year rebuild. Just doesn't happen very often. And I mean, the Houston Texans last year are a perfect example. Sometimes it just takes a new head coach and one new quarterback to make all the difference in the world, and boom, the acceleration of the rebuild is faster than you ever thought it could be. So I think the stories like that give these teams faith that when they have the opportunity to take a quarterback, they will take one. And for the Patriots, we have talked a lot about them potentially trading down for the exact reasons that you brought up. They could draft a really good offensive lineman in this class. They could get a surefire wide receiver one. You know, you can build out the rest of that team before you go and get that quarterback and not have to throw them to the wolves, if you will. But to me, it still doesn't make sense with where this team is. And you brought up the Mac Jones example, and I do think that that's a little bit of a, hey, did we kind of jump the gun here? The team wasn't really good. Mac wasn't really able to elevate. But I also think that the Mac Jones example is a louder voice for, we have to get better at quarterback, just straight up. For our fan base and our franchise alone, I think that's a big reason why you're going to see a quarterback, no matter what, for them at number three overall. I would be shocked if they traded the number three overall pick. I really, really would.
Great stuff. Good to talk to you again. Have fun tonight. Thank you, Trevor.
Appreciate it, DP. Anytime.
That's Trevor Sikkema. I told you he'd have some information. You know, the Jaden Daniels part of that I found really interesting. That, you know, his throws. A lot of times when you watch college and, you know, Oklahoma and Alabama always came to mind. I was like, are these quarterbacks as good as we think they are? Because you're playing in a system, you got great wide receivers or great offensive line, offensive-minded head coach in Lincoln Riley, and you're just trying to understand this. Because I don't know if people looked at Jaden Daniels this way when he was at Arizona State, and things didn't end well there, and then he goes to LSU, and then he has this Joe Burrow-like season. So the sample size is the 1 year that he was unbelievable at LSU, while he was exciting at Arizona State. I don't know if people projected him to even be a first-round draft pick, second-round draft. It's weird how you can elevate your game. And a lot of times you elevate your game because people now see you. Because there can be a defensive back at Toledo who might be an all-pro. But unless you watch Maction, then you probably have no idea. So that person's going to be like, oh, wow, where'd this guy come from? Well, the people who scout, he's been there. We'll talk to our good buddy Daniel Jeremiah. He had his final mock draft that came out this morning, and it's got some people talking, so he'll join us coming up a little bit later on. More phone calls on the way, and what else do we have coming up?
The NFL draft hot take game.
Oh, okay, so I judge the Danettes. Everybody has a hot take. Who has the hottest take? Who gets to wear the hot take chain that's right behind Seton? You get to wear that for the rest of the show. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, They've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Magic and the Cavaliers tonight. The Magic are favored by 2. 76ers favored by 4.5. The Nuggets favored by 1 versus the Lakers. You know, when LeBron said that D'Angelo Russell got hit in the face, and then my initial reaction was, oh, gosh, I missed that at the end of the game. It happened in the third quarter. Hey, once again, it's like, let me take your eye off what really happened. We blew a 20-point lead because that's the story. That's the headline. I mean, you can make it about the refs. The 76ers can make it about the refs because that was at the end of that game with the Knicks when they missed every call that you could miss. They missed it. You could be upset about that. But the Lakers and D'Angelo Russell gets hit in the face in the third quarter. I got a problem with that. Did they miss the call? Yes. It was third quarter. If you had won the game, would you have brought that up? And the answer is he would not. So now it's the, here you go, Lakers. Show us something. Win a game at home, even though the Nuggets are favored by 1. All right, let's go around the room. Hottest take game. Yes. Seton, do you have the hot take necklace there? Or chain that's
got... Yeah, okay. Right behind me.
Okay.
That's not a real fire engine for anybody wondering.
It is not, and we apologize.
Yeah, if you're driving in your car, that's not real.
Yes,
yeah.
We apologize.
You don't have to pull over.
Pauly, stop it. I, people go, stop it. I think it's an actual fire, you know, truck.
I was on the 405, and I heard...
Okay. Who has the hottest take? All right. Todd, I'm going to start with you. The hottest... The NFL draft hot take game.
With Stephon Diggs sent to the Houston Texans, the Buffalo Bills show Josh Allen and their fan base that they're still all in, go all the way up from the 28th spot to 4, trading away a bunch of mid-round picks over the next few years to Arizona, possibly even some cash, in order to select Marvin Harrison Jr.
Okay. Yes, Paulie?
Going from 28 to 4, that's pretty aggressive.
Okay.
Bills' current wide receivers, Khalil Shakir, Curtis Samuel Jr., Mac Hollins, Justin Shorter.
All right. Seton O'Connor, your hot take.
My hot take is Spencer Rattler will be drafted before Bo Nix.
Oh. Okay. That's got some warmth to it. Marvin... Hot take.
I don't know if it's hot. It's not.
It's not going to win this thing.
Yeah, but
no. Brock Bowers will be drafted by the Atlanta Falcons. They're adding another piece to the puzzle.
I'm going to give you credit as that would be a warm take. Yeah. Paulie, your hot take.
See, I like Marvin's more than it appears. You spent a lot of capital on a tight end a few years ago. It hasn't really worked out yet. You get criticism. All right. I don't know how hot mine is. All right. The New England Patriots with the number 3 pick will trade down twice. Two different times in the first round, they will trade down, and they will draft Bo Nix in the back half of the first round.
Mm-hmm. That's got some warmth to it.
We both have Bo Nix falling, Paul?
So let's recap. Todd?
I've got the Bills moving up from 28 to 4 with the Cardinals so they can grab Marvin Harrison Jr., giving away many picks over
that
the next few
years. It is warm. Seton O'Connor.
Spencer Rattler is drafted before Bo Nix.
All right, Marvin.
Brock Bowers to the Falcons.
All righty, Paulie.
Patriots trade down twice, get Bo Nix.
I'm going to go Marvin here. That the Falcons, who have a tight end, are going to go with another tight end. Yes, Marv.
And I'm only saying that because Kyle Pitts was supposed to be the generational tight end to change the position, and it hasn't really worked out. So just add another piece, or maybe replace Kyle Pitts as your starting tight end.
And then you keep Brock Bowers in Georgia.
That's right.
You didn't even factor that in.
I did not. Nope.
Seton, would you get the hot take chain and put it around Marvin's neck?
I guess.
Begrudgingly.
Yes.
Whatever.
Wow. Yes, Paulie.
This is the old Detroit Lions move. Take a wide receiver every year and just hope one works out.
All right, here we go. Here's the ceremony. Marvin gets to wear the hot take. Congratulations, Marvin.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, if you'll turn to our cameraman there, Weeks, so he can see.
You deserve it?
Yeah. Demand a recount.
Yeah. Okay. If you're watching on Peacock, you can see Marvin. He got a chain there. Hot take.
Let's go. Fourth best Danette.
Yeah.
Hottest take.
Yeah.
It would be kind of surprising, actually, if the Falcons took another offensive player.
Yeah. Like, at some point, maybe you invest in defense. Just maybe. I don't know. Oh, yeah, look who called in. James in Virginia. Hey, James.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, brother. Happy Thursday, DC, Danette. Salute the Commanders, man. It's draft day, gentlemen. It's draft day where young men's lives change forever and everybody has a great draft. I tell you, though, on a side note, man, I didn't get all the warm and fuzzies earlier when the gentleman was talking about Jaden Daniels, man. And I would certainly trade the number two pick for Justin Herbert all day, every day. But I got a few hot takes myself for the NFL draft. For me, I'm going to start at the number six pick. I think Brock Bowers is in New York, but he's wearing the blue with the Giants, man. I think Michael Penix Jr. is a Bronco by the end of the night. And I feel like Jonathan Brooks is the only running back drafted in the first round to the Dallas Cowboys. And I got one question for Fritzy, man. What'd you think of those new Broncos uniforms? Wasn't too keen on the white helmet. Y'all have a great day.
Wait, man, hold on. James, hold on. Marvin's got a question for you.
Hey, for Mother's Day, are you getting the John Legend lotion that we're selling right here for Dan's deals?
I'm going to have to check it out, man. That sounds like a plan, you know what I mean? Because I don't know what I'm going to do for my mom or my wife, so please help me.
James, go to danpatrick.com. Yeah.
James, the loved one collection is for people with melanated skin. Yes. And, man, you with me, big dog.
No.
So give it to your wife. Happy Mother's Day.
You like the cocoa butter sometimes, man. I do like the cocoa butter.
I knew it.
From ashy to classy.
I still don't believe it.
Thank you, James. Thank you, James. Yeah. Yeah, we saw this John Legend lotion, and then Marvin said, oh, this is for black people. And I go, is it?
You were reading it, and you were like, yeah, for melanin. I was like, you know what? I'm going to take this ad. Hey, this is Marvin Prince from the Dan Patrick Show.
Yeah, it's for all skin types and underrepresented skin types as well.
Nice. Nick in Texas. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind?
Yeah.
Turn down your radio.
Hold on. Okay, no, you're discussing Mel Kiper?
Yeah.
He's a great draft guru, but to me, I happen to be a little older, but to me, he's deceased. But to me, the best one was Joel Buschbaum from Football Digest.
Yeah. He did a wonderful job. But, you know, Mel got on national TV, got on ESPN, and all of a sudden the draft became bigger. And, you know, Mel Kiper, I think, should be in the Hall of Fame as a contributor, just like I think Brent Musburger should be in Pro Football Hall of Fame. They have a Pete Rozelle Award. Contributions to the game. Final hour on the way. Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network, his mock draft. Got some people talking. He will join us coming up. More phone calls as well on this Draft Thursday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go,
You can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.